9A DBS mobile. KE8 VSI mobile. NA DBS mobile. Good morning, where you off to work, I assume, but I don't even know where that's at.
Yes, sir. Heading to work for Priority Ways now, so I'm heading to Holland Plain to our headquarters. You're up early. What do you got going on today?
You're a little swishy there, so I didn't quite get what you said. I'm always up early, but today I'm out and about because I got to get a blood draw.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I'm at 53 in Boardman, and I brought my little mini mag mount for the signal stick, and I forgot to put a BNC connector on the radio, so there's that.
Oh, all right, 33 in Boardman, and yeah, just can't hook up the antenna. All right, I gotcha. Which repeater are you on?
I'm coming in through Romeo, and it's starting to open up now, so hopefully my signal gets better from here on out, which that's kind of the whole reason I brought it today. I want to see what my range is, because I'm really hesitant on putting another mobile in my truck. I don't like the huge antenna that I had on a work car, my last truck. Last truck was okay because it was tailgate, but this one, there's really no good way of mounting it without drilling holes.
Right, okay. Yeah, I've got the diamond on mine, and I like it. I would get the 2x4, but for the times that I would actually need the little extra oomph I would get, it's not worth it. And then Dave's even got that little mini UHF-only antenna. That one's pretty slick. So lots of different options.
I'm in a little hole right now, so hopefully I'm making it out. But yeah, I know. I still have my HD Comet Magma or whatever. And then I've got a little stick BNC Magma I got from Anthony. So I'm going to run the HD like this, see how it goes. The plus side is I can plug it into my USB port and charge it in the truck. The downside is Kenwood's speaker mic isn't shipping till like October 7th, so I got to hold the damn thing.
I was actually looking for a good speaker mic once. I wanted the best one I could with the K connector, and I paid $75. It's actually a Kenwood, and it ain't no better than any of the other ones. You're welcome to have it if you want, because I'm not using it. It's just sitting there.
Let me know what the model is. I'll look it up, and I'll throw you some money for it if you don't want it. And I did the same thing with that ICOM IPT-10 I've got. You know, they're submersible, waterproof, single VFO, horrible screen, great radio that they made. It was like $129 for the waterproof speaker mic because it gasketed and it threads into the radio. And I've used it, I think, one time.
Right. No, this one is nothing special at all. I couldn't tell the difference between this and any other mic that I got off of Amazon. But it is a Kenwood. So I'll get you the model number. It really ain't worth all that much. So if you just want to, just take it. it was a mistake I made, but I didn't know. I guess I should have sent it back right away. Is what I should have done.
You can't help but think that all these speaker mics have the same internals.
Roger that. The same or very similar. I don't think that there's really one out there that's, you know, hey, this is granddaddy that, you know, sure, you got to pay more, but you're going to get more. That's what I thought I was doing, but it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I've fallen victim to that a few times in the radio world. I think now that I'm, you know, wiser, I've learned my lesson on what not to buy.
Oh yeah, we all go through a little bit of a stage of just all kind of stuff, and everybody's different. You know, some people need all the toys, some people want all the best, some people don't know what they want, and that's a part of it. You and I both, right now, we know more about what we need or would actually use than when we started. I mean, that's just a natural progression. So that's a good thing to come back in at this point.
NADVF. It was definitely a learning curve and a lot of money wasted, but yeah, I mean, I know what I wanted. I knew what I wanted. I don't know which way I'm going with that, but that CHD 75, I was like, as soon as Kenwood released announced they were coming out with another handheld, I'm like, I got to try that radio. So jumping back into it now that we're finally settled in the new house, new job, like, we have a freaking routine again, and I can actually sit and relax. I'm like, I'm going to get the THD 75, replace the 52 I had. 52 was my favorite radio ever, and that's the one I grabbed 9 out of 10 times. So I'm like, I'm gonna get the nice one, and I'm going to use it for everything. And that's kind of the goal for this one.
K-E-8 VSI. Yep, roger that. Nope, good plan, definitely. Have one and done, and go from there. It certainly looks like a nice radio. It certainly sounds good, too, so I think you did all right. Anyway, I am approaching my office building where I got to run in. So what's your destination?
Hall and Plank. I said I'll be there in 23 minutes as long as Hall Road's not destroyed. But my plan is to be on the air this afternoon, so you'll probably be busy. But we'll catch up later for sure. I plan on jumping around on the node and walking through this thing, giving my initial thoughts. So I'll catch up with you later.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you soon. KE8VSI.
NADVF, standing by.
KE8VSI, mobile.
KE8VSI, NADVF, is that you?
Yep, turns out the lab I go to for blood draws no longer does blood draws. So, yay. That was at 23 Mile and Shaner. So I did a little Google search. I guess I could go to 23 and Romeo Plank, and we'll give that a whirl. So that's my next stop.
Nice and bright here. Yeah, that's really neat. In a second, I'm going to switch over to your feed.
Well, you were pretty fried up on the other one, and now on this one, I heard you key up, but that's about it. Okay, I heard some words that time, one of them being power. Other than that, it was pretty broken up.
All right. Well, I won't contaminate the airways here with my scratchy signal. Probably got to wait till I get a little further south. So I'll catch up with you later. NADVF.
Okay. Well, right when you said that transmission was entirely perfect. So whatever line you're at, that was it.
I had a feeling that's how that was going to go. It was right when I came over the hump at like 27.5 and 53 heading south. Now I'm at 26, so it's probably fine.
Yep, roger that. You are in the zone, and from there you can even try the Warren.
That's actually what I'm on. I'm on 26. I didn't think UMP was switched over to it.
Okay, well, from there, you're doing good into the Warren. I'm not sure the schedule on the UMP. I rarely use it, but I always have it programmed in and listen to it, but so I'm not sure on that one. But once you get more toward the Plank, then you might want to flip over that way.
I'm taking channel 4 in this radio because it was my go-to when I lived on the east side, and now that I'm so far west, I gotta figure out my repeater route again.
Yep, and I think any antenna you got, even if you get that small one that Dave's got, it's really small, and it's pretty nice, and it's UHF only. I tell you what, I think if you had that, you'd be in pretty good shape.
Anthony and I talked about this a while back, but it's not even so much the antenna, it's just getting the damn thing outside of the vehicle.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. That makes all the difference in the world. Pretty much anything that's is going to be better outside than in, And then if you get that Nagoya, although it's a little long, that thing just a great antenna for HTs. But you know that.
Yeah.
think I got the gist of it. Yeah, so 625. So it's just like the Warren, just up 25K.
All right, I switch over to UMP. So, all right, I will, because I don't think it's on repeater book yet. I will, 442-625, and then you're 123.
That's correct. You're not going to see it in repeater book because it's not coordinated at that frequency. That's a pair that belongs to Fred, and so I'm using it because he's not going to complain, and it's all part of one big happy family. So I'm waiting on coordination up there. So who knows what it'll end up, but that's what it is now.
All right. Well, the beauty of this template is I don't need some $25 stupid cable to program it, so I'm going to get to my office, and I kind of roughly slapped some channels in there last night with RT systems, but I'm going to go back there. I'll add that in and test it. So then that must be what's in my VX6, and it was literally laying flat on my table with that, like, right angle diamond HD antenna that you can, and it was picking it up pretty decent. So I'll test it out on this thing when I get home. The problem is I'm east-west exposure on my house, and the windows are facing east. Actually, no, that's not a problem. I'll probably be able to hear Richmond, no problem.
You know, you never know. You know, it is on 32 for all extents and purposes, just like Richmond. So, of course, it's going to go furthest west on that line. And then, you know, since it's a circle, you know, it'll possibly not, you know, cover quite, depending on how far north and, you know, whatnot you are, you know, that circle would start to close down a little bit. But I would say coming down 53, you'd be surprised at how well it works in the in and around the roaming area. I was, when we first put it in, I was putzing around on a handheld up and down Romeo over there at the Tractor Supply, working out with an HD, no problem.
That was my justification on getting the Kenwood. It's like, I don't even need a mobile. Everything around here is good enough that I can get by. Four stationary, I'll slap a mag mount on the roof. Yeah, I'll test it out when I get home. The way it shakes out, I think my Dryden Road is like 42.5-mile road. So we'll see what I can hit from there. I know I talked to you on Romeo with just my VX6 and a Comet little whip antenna. So I'm sure if I can hit Romeo from there, I can probably hit Richmond.
We need to get a 200-footer on your property. You can do all sorts of cool stuff.
I've got 2.25 acres now, so if you want to put something out there to play with, be my guest.
Put up a real backyard repeater. Get at least a 200-footer out there. We don't want you having to light it. So, anyhow. But, yeah, so, well, good deal. You'll have to let me know about that radio, though. Very intriguing. I just gasp when I see the prices on these new radios, though. Whether it be the ID52 or that PH75 or whatnot, I just it just gives me hives when I look at the prices.
It's like everything else. The problem is people keep paying it, but it was kind of an easy justification to me. I had a 52 back in my cart. But I'm like, okay, this is a pain in the Mars mod. I got to pay for it to be done anyway, or I got to have to do it, or ask you to do it, I should say. And it's like, well, I might as well just spend $100 on the 75 that I've been eyeing since they released or announced it. So far, so good. Quality's unbelievable. Performance has been good from what I can tell this morning. So I'm going to keep playing with it, keep programming it, learning menus, because that's one thing I've never had experience with is a Kenwood menu. So I keep screwing stuff up every time I go to change a setting. Yeah, I'll be on the note later, and I'll give my initial impression of it. But so far, so good. And I just rolled into the office here, so I'm going to clear up yours, and then maybe I'll catch you at lunch or this afternoon.
Okay, well, it sounds really good. And I've always liked Kenwood's, you know, system once you get used to it. But I don't know, you know, a lot's changed since last time I dabbled around with the Kenwood HD, so I don't know what they're doing now. I got a lot of questions, you know, about the dual watch, if it's dual watch or if it's, two displays, one at a time, all that stuff. But you get into work, and we'll catch you later on that. Sure, we'll have plenty of time to talk about it. W8FU.
Good talking to you, Sean. NADBF, I'll be clear.
MHKTP, taking the grandkids to school.
Cool kids go to school. All right. How you doing, Wally?
Real good. I'm only here about 3-4 minutes. Well, heard you guys chatting, and I forgot what a pain in the butt all of this was, so it took longer than I did, but I think he's going to be there on time, so I'll be in good shape now.
Was this the first week back to school? I know for my grandkids it was.
Yeah, they had a couple half days last week, like on a Wednesday and a Thursday or something like that, but this is his first full week. He started Tuesday and Friday, so, well, yeah, the answer to that question is yes. But Mom had to work last night, and Daddy needed some time off and went and played with his friends, and I asked if I'd watch him, so of course I would. We always do that.
Oh, yeah, it's probably the best part about, well, I mean, it is, absolutely. You know, I enjoyed making the trip to Texas a few times a year to see my grandkids, but it's a hell of a lot better when they can just say, hey, can you pick the kids up? Can you drop them off? Can you take them here? Can you do this? Can you stay and watch them? You know, it's a heck of a lot better than, you know, seeing them a couple of times a year when I made it to Texas.
Okay, I got to go. Sean, talk to you a little bit later. I'll throw my call back out after I get done with this detail. Any KPP.
All right. Catch you then, W8FU. W8RCY from W8FU.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8AT.
This is KD8WTY. I'm mobile and listening. Good morning.
W8FU.
KE8VSI Mobile.
K8BB from W8FU. W8RCY from W8FU.
W8KPP. K8BB.
Hearing in the
correction. Apologies. I should have responded earlier. Maybe next time. Roger, I'm whirling 59. I'm heading to Reflection. Going to make a care package delivery and be on my way back to work.
Very good. Yeah, we will have just missed each other, but like I said, I got to head in the other direction on a busy afternoon. A lot of driving, but a busy afternoon. Anyway. That's it.
Not a problem. It was kind of a real, real sliver, hit-and-miss kind of a thing anyhow. I wasn't sure what today was going to bring, and then I found I had to do some stuff out this way. So I figured, what better time to, you know, than to slip over there, drop his stuff off to Steve. I know he wanted it, so... figured we could, at most, I could just do a hi, have a coffee, bye, and then I have to get back to the hump. So, not a big deal. I mean, I'll be heading down your way right after. I'll probably stay long enough to have a cup of coffee and kibitz for a few, and I'll be right back down there.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Mom's for a short time and then out in Livonia for a bit this afternoon, so... one of those days. Oh well. I was going to say, I got a note, I put an email out in the Logbook of the World email group at ARRL, and sounds like it was likely somebody on the other end uploaded or, you know, changed their QTH, you know, and they uploaded their log, and they uploaded the entire log with the new QTH, and all of a sudden that, you know, that QSO is no longer from Oklahoma, so it popped off the list, which is kind of what I thought it was. Somebody did confirm that you can't delete, once you upload, it's there. You can't delete it, but you can overwrite it with different information, regardless of whether or not it's correct. So, oh well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. That's kind of what I thought happened.
No, not to change the subject, but it got me thinking, whatever happened with that ransomware thing, and I know LOTW was all jacked and some other stuff, but whatever came of that, they ended up paying ransom, didn't they? Did they get their stuff? I heard.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I somehow missed the official memo on that. Although I don't know how. Actually, I think I do know how. I think I have some of the periodic email communications muted from before I was out of town, and I never turned them back on. But anyway, yeah, I think that they ended up paying a ransom or, you know, some sort of insurance, paid most of it or part of it or whatever, and, you know, some new practices moving forward. But yeah, I think that's what happened. I think it was a ransomware cyber attack, and, you know, they fell victim. And right around the same time, I guess the Seattle-Tacoma Airport had the same thing. Some, you know, computer vulnerability, and somebody went in and shut down the airport computers for a couple of days. Nasty stuff.
Yeah, I know they hit the entire Ascension group. When Don was in the hospital, I remember they couldn't find him. There was no records. Everybody was doing everything by hand, with support, and, you know, I mean, you know, we said, you know, God help us if they shut down the internet on us. You know, we're getting the taste of it. Better have them clipboards and pencils sharpened. Have them clipboards ready and not lose that skill set. I've made complaints about it in the past. You probably saw my thing, you know. Millennials don't know how to do anything, you know. Well, who's supposed to teach us? But, you know, those skills, this day and age, that's how warfare is going to be conducted. Poke your eye out, and then get you while you're down.
Yeah, I think you may be correct. Although that sounds more like a Correpe conversation. But, yeah. Well, my understanding is the logbook of the world is basically back up and functioning at 100%, and in my experience has been, yes, it's working fine. In fact, I think it's working faster than it worked before, so either they tweaked how it works or they got a faster server or something, I don't know. But specifically the DXCC processing, you know, the awards and all that stuff, that is apparently still offline. They're not doing that yet. It's you know, a thing that's yet to be resolved or fixed or rebuilt or whatever. I think rebuilt. So, boy, I'll tell you what, some of the guys when they're complaining, you'd think it was the end of the world. I'm like, oh, it must be old. It's like, oh, I gotta get my DXCC before I die. I'm like, well, relax. Anyway, they're making progress. I think that's about one of the last things to be fixed, or that's yet to be rebuilt or fixed. So, I'm sure it's coming along soon.
Roger, could be. Yeah, you're right, it's all Kofepi talk. But, I get a call from Junior last night. He's out riding his bike, and he got boogered up looking for the particular path he used to use when we were biking. Should have naturally known where he was and where he needed to be, but not a criticism, but they just haven't had a need to have any of that ingrained sense of direction and space, spatial, you know, where am I with respect to everything around me. You know, I got an app that can tell me in 2.3 miles, turn right. I don't have to really think about where I am with respect to that turn. But I digress. Anyhow, downtown, going to be passing your street here in a second.
Okay, yeah, you're copyable. You're a bit noisy, but you're copyable. And that is kind of a rough location right through there. Ask me how I know, haha. You know, it's funny, for all the driving I have to do and going to all these houses, if I can, I will look at the address, I'll look at the map, and say, all right, this is where it is, and then I will not use the GPS. I'm like, all right, well, I know how to get to Livonia from where I am, and I know that the house is, you know, in the neighborhood, northwest of 5 Mile in Newburgh, or whatever, and I'm like, and you got to turn in off the first street, or something like that, and I was just, all right, all I have to remember is, you know, the name of the street, you know, Pine Street or Oak Street or whatever. And so I've been trying to do that a lot the last year or two. Like especially if I know I've got a few extra minutes, if I do make a wrong turn, I'm like, you know, I'll just leave the GPS up. I know how to get there. I'll just pay attention to the roads and the signs. Now, that said, the GPS is handy for routing you around a road closed in a construction zone and stuff like that you don't know it's closed until you get to it. And all the roads are under construction at the same time right now anyway. So it's helpful for that, and I miss out on that sometimes, but it does keep me a little more aware, I think, if that makes sense.
Let's see if I could get something on top of that closed down building down in the corner north of it. It looks like it's all, the whole building shut down, but they've got quite a nest of cellular. You know what I'm talking about? Mostly glass.
Is that the AT&T switch bar or switchboard building or whatever?
Is that what that was? It's I'm going to say maybe a quarter mile east of Telegraph.
Oh, that building. Oh, yeah. That building's a decrepit shell of a building. It's only still vertical by virtue of its build quality. It's been empty for years and decaying and deteriorating. I don't think there's anything there.
I don't know. That stuff on the roof looks pretty current.
that may be it. They may have that, maybe all they got going is rooftop. You know, the David Scott used to be like that downtown. Joe and I were working kind of together. He had some stuff up there, and the whole place was the Flaming Embers was still a restaurant was on the first floor, and then the elevator still worked, and then the radio was on the top floor. And nothing else. That was all that was going on in that building. It looks like that might be the same thing, although I don't think there's a Flaming Embers in the basement.
Well, I had not even considered that as a possibility, so you might be right. Next time I drive by, which will probably be later today, I'll pay attention to the roof. I guess that makes sense. You know, if the rent that you're getting from, you know, the rooftop stuff is, you know, paying the taxes and the insurance, and you got some profit, then the motivation to do anything else, I suppose, is low. You don't owe anything on the building. Anyway. Yeah, it's been a topic of conversation in the neighborhood because it is right on the edge of the neighborhood and people say, ah, so an eyesore and it's a safety hazard and it needs to go and who are the owners and we don't know and blah, blah, blah. I would not have thought about that, but I guess it makes sense. WAFU, KABB.
Yep. Basically a tower. That's what it is. For him. Unless that accepts it. Gone, but it'd be something that's much cooler and more current and cleaner than the rest of the building, so I'll doubt it. But it would make a good spot for a receiver or something. So it'd be ideal. But some of the other choices we were talking about would be better, but we could set our sights on something less extravagant.
Well, I guess the less desirable sight you can get is better than the more desirable sight you can't get. I suppose that makes sense, but I guess I didn't think that building was really all that tall. That's not always maybe what 6-8 stories at the most? I guess that's tall enough.
And I keep talking just for it's not like this.
Yeah, well, you're getting pretty darn scratchy at where you are now.
Am I any better here?
Full quieting, as far as I could tell, in your short transmission.
Yes. Not being my stomping grounds, I always forget about the fill machine, which is probably going to have a new lease on life not terribly far long in the future. So once that's back to its glory, maybe it's all for naught.
I do recall a couple of years ago, it was a no-brainer sitting on the back patio with an HD and getting into that one. So I'm going to sign, just getting off the freeway here at Van Dyke, and of course they have a lane closed, which I came this way, because there's lanes closed at Mound, so I thought it would be a better way, but again, all for naught. Jeez, oh Pete. I'll fix it all at once. All right, I'll catch you in a bit. KABB.
Good timing, because according to Mr. Google, or Mrs. Google, I have reached my destination. I didn't have their exact address, so I just said the street name, and it took me to within, right now, I've arrived, 5 houses. It got to me within 5 houses just by simply saying, take me to the street. All right, I'm here. W8FU, good luck, hopefully everything's going good with you. Talk to you in a minute.
KABB.
W8.
You went where? What?
Oh, out and about, traveling from site to site. Got a project going on that needs some overview.
Oh, sorry, Steve, I got you. What?
Oh, just out and about, going to a site. Got some, ooh, look at that tree come down. Anyhow, traveling the sites, looking at some contractor's work, seeing if I can sign off on it.
Management duties. Where did you go? Actually, being a manager.
Yeah, we'll see. They did some work for us on one of our sites, and I went out and about, lost my proverbial poo-poo. I said, stop, halt, do not pass go, do not collect anything. And so they stopped, and I went and looked at the work, and I find it acceptable now. So now I got to go down. They just completed another one, so now I got to go check that one out. But I'll have to tell you more in person.
Woohoo! I'm sitting here. I'm number 17 in the queue for Google Workspace support. So I'm trying to get a Google issue figured out. We're moving people in Hastings' office today, so I've been getting FaceTime because people are unplugging and plugging things in, and then they unplugged a switch and then wondered why none of the computer. I got an alarm, and I'm like, guys, you unplugged something you shouldn't have. It's on the wall. Here's a picture of it. Oh, no, we didn't do anything like that. And I'm like, so I finally FaceTimed somebody. And I said, follow, go, and I'm like directing them like a little robot, you know, go left, go right, go straight. You see that thing up on the wall? Oh, there's something there. Yeah, see that cord, that power cord that's just dangling there? Well, we didn't do that. And I said, yes, you did at 9:21 this morning.
Hold on one sec. I'll be right back. Alright, so man, so, yeah, don't even tell me what to do. I'm back.
Sorry, I'm watching Amazon deliver packages to my front porch. Thanks, Amazon. Oh. And there's the ring chime.
Okay, I'm out in Waterford right now, and I'm on Phil's repeater, 442.5. And man, everywhere I go when I'm on 442.5, I hear like some sort of carrier, like there's something on that frequency, and it pops up all over the place. And I never heard it on 2.6 or any other frequency I'm on, so.
Aren't you out a little outside your territory right now?
Well, when I'm traveling from one site to another site, I have to take the route that's most productive.
Yeah, I know where your sites are, and I know where Waterford is. There's no, none of your sites from site to site go through Waterford.
I had to go see our newest brethren at the neighboring shop.
Okay, well that's different. You said you were going site to site, and that's not one of your sites.
Well, I went to my site. And I had to wait for them to finish at the other one, so I came here, and now I got the word that they're done, so now I'm going down to the other site. So, yes, kind of. I just left out that little excursion.
Yeah, so you left that out. That's kind of important. But I'm Churchill 10. I really just want to go up north, but I don't know, we'll see. You know, leave like first thing in the morning, and then we're only going to go up for the day, and then first day of the night, and come back Sunday, because she's got to work Monday, but what would be 36 hours will do me any good. I think I just need to climb into a clock tower and knock a few people off.
Hey, be careful with those jokes. You never know who's listening. But, I don't know. It's, only you can decide. I'm going to be stuck here in town. Short week, though, so went pretty quick. And I'm all but done today. I just got to get down and make this final inspection, and then we should be good. Unless I find something at this next site to be grossly out of whack, which I don't think, then we'll be good. Anywho, other than that, nothing much cooking. Talked to Ho earlier, and I gave him a little bit of the rundown on the Telio.
Yeah, he offered me to go, they're going camping, he offered me a spot, but I'm like, Jeff, if I'm able to actually get the balls up to leave the house, I said, I'm going north. I said, my parents are closing the trailer up on Monday, I'm coming home Monday. I said, I haven't been up north since last year, May. I said, I haven't even taken a vacation since Christmas. I said, if I'm leaving, oh, thank you very much. I said, if we do go away, I'm going to the cabin. Oh, Google says I'm number 3 in queue. I have 47 hours for this week, and that does not include the 8 I get to tack on for Monday, because I'm supposed to, get 8 hours on Monday. Yeah.
And I see an Xfinity store. I gotta stop and complain about my bill. So, I'm gonna go in here and see if I can find somebody that doesn't drive me up the wall. I tried calling last night when my bill more than doubled, and I got somebody that I could barely understand, and I won't do it anymore, so I'm going in. You have fun with your call.
Hey, while you're there, ask them where we're going to get our air fixed in Davisburg. It's been out since the storm for almost 2 weeks now. They say they're working on it. Yeah. Add that to my list of clock towerness, and I know who's listening. So you have fun with them. W8FS.
Sean, you must be in my neighborhood. Maybe it's here. That's a pretty good Xfinity store.
Well, we'll see. Good, bad, or indifferent. They jacked my bill. They doubled it, so I've got a little butthurt to deal with. All right, I'm here. W8FS.
Yeah, you're about a mile from my house. Stop by. All right, catch you later, ABAPR.
Goodbye, Comcast, /Xfinity.
Hello?
I kind of figured as much, but I thought I'd give them one at-bat, and they struck out.
So, no more Xfinity for you?
Well, I'm going to just go to 123net. Got fiber on my street now, and They're offering a gig symmetrical for $65 a month. It's a no-brainer. And then I can, for my phone service, I could go back to Verizon Native. But I might shop that too, try somebody else for a change.
Well, I got 1, 2, 3 on at Davisburg, and I've actually been pretty happy with it since, I think we got it first of the year? For some reason, I'm thinking November 1st of the year. Or February, maybe. So I've actually been pretty happy with them.
So where is their D-mark? Is there stuff on the outside, or do they come in and mount stuff, or, you know, there's no way I can probably get the cable and do it myself, or do they allow that?
So, I'm commercial, so they actually, you know, brought the cable in through the side of the wall into my network room and put a patch panel and all that. Not sure what they do residential-wise. I would think they put a D-mark on the outside of your house and such like that. But, again, residential versus commercial.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they could just put the D-mark on the outside, and then I'll take care of, you know, running the Cat 6, you know, from the D-mark to the to my router. That'd be. But I don't know. They've got to have a modem, right? So I'm guessing that do they bring fiber into your house and have a modem? You know. You have a modem that has fiber connection to it? I don't know. I'd like to find somebody with the service to see what the hardware is like.
So it depends. Our low fiber, Low Sandusky and Badax fiber providers actually bring fiber all the way into the house and the converter. You know, is up on the shelf. My provider at the cabin, the D-mark is... Oh, no, I think they do the same thing. The fiber comes into the house, into the garage, and then that's where the media converter is. They still mount a box on the outside of the house, kind of like a junction box, because they'll go from outdoor fiber to, you know, indoor jumper thing. However, I have seen the Calix stuff, some residential ones are pushing the media converters on the outside of the house, and it's Cat 5 from there in. But 3/4 of the time, I'm seeing them run fiber all the way into the media converter inside.
Well, the bottom line is I just assume they stop at the outside and I take care of the inside. That's what I'm looking for. I don't know if that's possible, though. That's my point.
I'm not sure what they're using for residential, what 123 is doing on the residential side. I just know what they're doing on their commercial and all that. It's fiber all the way in.
Well, I'm going to have to find out. So that's probably the way I'm going to go. I got to figure out how I'm going to do it, but I'd like to get. I'm thinking I'm going to go 123 net, and then I'll shot. Then since my phone will no longer be tied to my internet, shop that around a little bit. I was always very happy with Verizon, even though they're the most expensive service. They were always the best, but you know, nowadays I got a work phone, so you know. I don't know, I might shop around, you know, maybe even, you know, watch me be a Cricket user.
Well, maybe T-Mobile. I've been Verizon for so long now after Nextel. However, they've been, I don't know, it's like the last couple of years they've been gone downhill. Signal and drop call and speed and... Honestly, my T-Mobile has been performing 9 times out of 10 performing better than my Verizon, I feel. I mean, I know I'm more rural at times, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
You know, there's one I had to try. I had to try just going T-Mobile for internet and phone, see how that works, and if that's not working for me, I can switch to, I can, you know, bring in 123.net at that point. But I got the T-Mobile backup recently, and I failed over to it for about 4 days the other day, about 3 days, and we never miss a beat. Not even so much as we run about 30 gig a day out of the house. So you know, and nothing demanding, you know. So if I could get adequate signal, you know, to get you know, as long as I could get 100 plus megabit, hell, we'd never notice the difference. You know, yeah, everybody wants, oh, I want a gigabit, you know, and you need it. Me? I don't need it. Yeah, is that big time? Are you sweating when you hear that number?
I've done 250 gig at the house in the last 4 hours alone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's what I mean, you know. Cause I have to figure it out because the T-Mobile backup plan is $20. They give you a router and it's $20, and you know, I mean, for $20 they give you 120 gig. And I crunched the numbers on that, and I says, you know, hell, that gives me, you know, three or four days, you know, and I don't have more than 3-4 days of outage in any given month, so. Perfect for me. $20. Internet backup, you know, so. But we had to use it recently, and, you know, it worked just fine. I can't think of nothing I'd be doing that would cause me to exceed that, you know. I just, the worst thing I'd probably do is besides, you know, there's, at times I have 3 televisions streaming, and, you know, and, you know, a couple of phones hanging off of it, and I might be browsing or something. I mean, it's like, it's nothing. And, you know, and it were, you know, maybe I got a meeting, and I got to start doing, you know, I got to do a Zoom call. That might be as taxing as I get anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, sorry, it's been 250 gig in the last 24 hours. Sorry. I've only done 60 gig in the last 4 hours. My default graphs were at 24 hours span, but, yeah. I'm trying to get, I think I've got them convinced to get me a couple of Starlink dishes, so I'm going to get one full-size dishy and one mini. Yeah. Where the plant in Gettysburg is, we have zero cell service from T-Mobile, AT&T, or Verizon. The plant in Fairplains, I have great T-Mobile. It's working great, so I'm going to put a T-Mobile in there, the backup there, or trying to pick up. But I think I'm going to get a regular McDishy for that plant for Gettysburg, and that's backup. Because Comcast, 2 weeks now, has been down. And they keep saying they're working on it. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to fly. So the money I'm spending at Comcast for his backup there, I'm going to get a regular McDish and put that up. And then get the mini, so I'll have a portable mini for me for the other offices. So, yeehaw!
All right, well, to be continued, I got some decisions to make. All I know is that I'm kicked off at Xfinity. You know, they had a, you know, I knew I had a promotion, right? They always do that. They give you a promotion, and, you know, and then it goes up, and you go in, and you renegotiate and all this stuff. But this one was ridiculous. I mean, I had a smoking hot deal with it. It was so good, I couldn't pass it up. And, but you know, it's like triple, you know, and, you know, And I asked them to sharpen their pencil and, you know, what can they do because it's tripled. And the best they could do is double it and cut me down to 500 with a data cap. I'm like, yeah, you can shove it up your Xfinity. And, you know, and then I asked about the phones. I said, you know, when I signed up, you know, I got these phones and, you know, and you gave me an offsetting credit. So, you know, I got these phones in essence for free. And, yeah, that's only for new customers. You know, I said, well, what I get? Well, we'll give you, you know, $200, you know, trade-in on your phone. You know, so okay, great. So I get a $10, you know, credit or, you know, $9 credit on my phone. You know what? I'm moving on. I'll go get a new customer incentive somewhere and, you know, and get a, service from somebody else. All right, I got to jump out. I got to make a phone call. I got a little research to do on this before I make any rash decisions. But I think my days with Xfinity are numbed. And catch you in a bit. I gotta get on this phone call though. W8FU.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth with Google. As soon as I can get off with Google, I'm going to go get a hot dog. Take care. See you in a second. Hey, Sean, when you get free, give me a call. I'll tell you
how to work the system. NAKPP. NAKPP from W8.
Mr. Fu, KPP, did you try your bargaining with them in person, or did you do it over the phone? Because if you do it over the phone, you're going to lose.
I called them on the phone yesterday just to kind of get a feel for what I know better. I know better than to deal with the phone, but I just figured I'd give a call and see if there's anything obvious. And, of course, they sent me right to Bangalore, and I'm sorry, I can't understand the dialect. You know, it's a heavy accent, and it's you know, just not my job to try to decipher this very poor English. And so I got frustrated with it and hung up. No, I didn't. I said, thank you for your help, and I figured I'd go in. But no, I went in. I knew that was what I was going to do anyhow. I just thought I'd try the phone call for fun.
Okay. Because I usually get somewhat reasonable when I go over there in St. Clair Shores and deal with them. You know, I've had the best luck with that. But you are right. Once it times out, everything goes to list price. And the last 3 or 4 years, I just, I always pay one bill that's big, and I go in there and cry foul, and they usually help, you know, and I've had the best luck with that one in St. Clair Shores, so that's all I was going to do with. I gave up on the phone, but I just wanted to make sure that you weren't trying to fight with Bangladesh.
Now, I've been through this crap with them a few times. In fact, I was so angry with them at them jacking the price of internet that I was going to leave at that time 2 years ago. And ironically, I ended up staying with them for just internet because of the phone promotion. I had a certain amount off on a internet promotion, and then a certain amount of phone promotion. And I don't know, it's so convoluted and confusing. I think that's the way they want it. And then, you know, it's one thing if it goes up, you know, 20, 30 bucks or, you know, something like that. Mine's like tripled. And it's, well, you know, you had not only this internet promotion, but you also had this, phone promotion and, you know, and just, you know, blah, 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 talk. You know, it's just like, you know, I don't want to hear it. I just want to know, how do I get back, you know, to some semblance of reality, because here's the reality. 123net will come put in gigabit symmetrical in my home for $65 a month. I don't want any mumbo-jumbo or any rumbling or anything like that, because you either find a way to get me in that ballpark or goodbye. It's just not really worth the effort. And then as far as the phone goes, the only reason I was with them is because, you know, being tied to the internet with them, you know, got me a great discount, but apparently it doesn't continue. So bye-bye to the phones. I don't particularly want their phones either. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to, you know, I'm gonna shop around. That's the weekend's project, is shop around a little bit on all this, and I got some family obligations, but when I'm not doing that, it's gonna be probably digging into this and trying to decide what direction we're going. I very well might go T-Mobile for my internet, at least for a bit, see if it works for me, see if I'm even, if it's even something I could reasonably get by with.
Yeah. Verizon does okay, too, if you can get on their ultra-wide, depending on how close you are to that. I think that that does okay, but if you're just on the regular 5G, I understand, at least from what I read, that's not the hot ticket unless you can get close to one of their ultra-wide band setups. But, yeah, but where I'm at here, you know, Dead Zone USA, I'm stuck with Comcast, but like I said, I've done okay with them. I got HD, their box, the recording, the internet that, I don't know, is close to a gig, maybe 800 or something like that, and which is plenty bad for me, and I think the whole thing taxed all out the door. It was like 180, so that's kind of where I am with them, but I kind of figured you knew that, but I just wanted to make sure you weren't trying to fight on the phone, because I gave that up years ago.
Well, I always try it, because you never know. See, I find it's more about which foam biscuit you get. You know, sometimes you get a good foam biscuit, and sometimes you don't. And, you know, if you get a good one, you know, and they know the system, and they can dig around a little bit, you know, then you're good. So I find that sometimes calling multiple times can pay off, you know, because, you know, just because, you know, ding-dong number one doesn't, you know, have the keys to the kingdom, you know, it doesn't mean that ding-dong number two. I try multiple stores, too. This gal that was working with me last time when I got this whole setup, I think the reason mine's tripled is because she found me, like, every discount in the book. She got me, like, a discount for, a discount for having the phone service. She found me a discount on the internet service. She found me, the prepay, the automatic pay discount, which, I mean, everybody gets that, right? But she just kept compounding them, and I think the girl even said today, she goes, what's this $20, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I said, the gal that, you know, did this for me last time, she really hooked me up. She goes, they have things we don't have available to us. Yeah, but I might go into the next store and somebody might just, you know the tricks too. You know, that's been my experience.
Yeah, that's been my experience with the store in St. Clair Shores. They're all pretty sharp and they really don't want to lose a customer. At least that's always the impression that they gave me. Now, granted, they're not going to give away the farm there, but, you know, you have to figure what's reasonable and customary, and, right, and 3X is not reasonable and customary. That's just highway robbery. But some people lay down and take it, believe it or not. Miriam's daughter is one of them.
Yeah, I got to say that for the last 2 years, I've really been, it's almost been embarrassingly, you know, cheap, what I've got. I was literally, for $110 a month, I was getting 1.2 gig unlimited internet, and with, you know, with the modem and the router and everything included, you know, so, you know, whatever their modem fee was either being waived or it was included, but that was cost me like $55, and then the phones were $30 each, and they were unlimited, you know, phones, you know, so I was paying $60 there and $55, so I was, what is that, $115, grand total for everything. I mean, that's just crazy. Now, I don't know that I'm going to get back to something like that, but, yeah, so, I don't know.
Yeah, well, like I said, I get a nice television, so I get the HD box and I get that stuff. So I think, if I remember correctly, at that time, and I'm probably due to go visit again, I should see when it's expiring, because this has been going on for a little while. But at that time, the TV wasn't that much more than the internet. And, you know, they kind of do the internet thing, but they really don't want to do the internet straight-only thing. That's kind of a hiccup. But a lot of the younger generation, that's all they do is internet and stream. And a lot of them don't subscribe to any packages, per se.
Yep, no, it looks like T-Mobile's all in on that. T-Mobile's like, you know, they're selling their internet service, $40 a month, no hidden fees or nothing, $40 straight up, and they give you unlimited internet. I'm close to a tower, and we got more than adequate T-Mobile service in the house. That means my wife will never have a problem. Yeah, I travel, but I've got my work phone now, which is on Verizon, and so it'll be nice to have two different services that I can literally have a hands-on comparison. And, you know, and if I have it for a while and I don't like it, you know, I can churn again, and, you know, and I can see how it works for me. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to do some investigating. Like I said, you know, 123 net for a, but take my $20 a month T-Mobile and turn it into a $40 a month full internet, and because mine's just a backup now. You get 130 gig a month for $20, and I may just flip it, you know, to 40 and go unlimited and see how that runs for me for a little bit, and then just call up Xfinity and say, you know, cancel everything. You know, and, you know, because I got that, you know, and then I can take my time figuring out what the main dog is going to come in, because I'll have that to hold me over. You know, it'd be a good test run, so, yeah, it's going to be experimental. So, enough on all that. I got to make another stop here at work and inspect the site, and then probably going to get home and maybe start doing a little bit of research on this stuff, and, then got some family obligations tomorrow. It's going to be a pretty cool day. Got some cool stuff going on. So rest of the weekend, besides a few little outdoor chores, probably going to revolve around this.
Very good. You going to make the breakfast this morning?
Yeah, I will. I'm going to... Probably, I gotta find out what time the family shindig is, and make sure that I don't, you know, because with this Ozempic now, you know how it is. I don't want to, you know, go all breakfast out and then screw up nice dinner or lunch plans or whatever it is. So I'll be there. I just may be, getting some toast or something. I don't know.
Very good. Okay, well, right now the plans are I might be able to see you, so she wants to go do some 5K walk tomorrow morning, and I don't, so I think she's going to go do that walk with her daughter, security thing, so I'll show up and have a couple cups of coffee and call it a day, so plans right now, I might see you. Good luck with your battles. I think you'll do all right. And like I said, that 123, I take it, that's fiber coming down your road?
Yeah, 123 net. They're new in our neighborhood, and they got gigabit symmetrical gigabit service for $65 a month. And I don't get the impression it's a promotion at all. It's just period. I'm like, sign me up. So that's probably ultimately where I'm going to end up, but we'll see. It's all brand new in our neighborhood, and I just, just got to make the decision. I could literally get that and keep the unlimited T-Mobile service at $40 a month and still be, you know, two-thirds of what Xfinity wants to charge me for their 1.2 gig service. So I could have two services, so have, you know, two unlimited services for significantly less than Xfinity wants from me now. Hey, whatever.
Yeah, well, they're waiting for you to call their bluff, and then once you do try to bring all the stuff back, that's when all of a sudden they'll get serious. So I think a lot of people threaten, and not very many people follow through, because it is a lot of effort, you know. I mean, maybe for somebody like you or me who's into this and understands all this stuff and, you know, can get it up and working, completely switching over in a relatively short period of time, it's not overwhelming. I think most of the cats out there, it would be overwhelming to completely change their infrastructure. And I think they take advantage of that. I think they know that, too. But they don't realize that they're dealing with a geek or a couple geeks that, you know, okay, if I have to switch to T-Mobile or Starlink or something stupid like that, it's no big deal. I could have it completely switched over in a half hour and running really good. And so, but I think they take advantage of that, too.
Yeah, one of my complaints with any of these services, you know, you go in there and you say, give me a deal or everything like that, and then they kind of give you him and off, so you go out and find something better. By the time you come back saying, I'm leaving, it's too late. You've lost any opportunity. So I tell them, I says, I'm leaving now, but when I come back and tell you I'm quitting, it's going to be too late because I'll have signed a deal with somebody else, you know, and, you know, so... You know, I mean, I guess there's some exceptions to that, but hey, anyhow, I gotta jump out here. I gotta go into the site and check things out, make sure that my work was satisfactorily performed. I had some problems with a vendor here, and I gotta go spot check all the damn work. I'll be back in here in a few though. After yours, W8FU.
Go do your thing. I'll chat later. W8FU.
NADBF Mobile.
Yeah. Now, Xfinity offered me, I don't know if they still have the same deal, but they offered me, what was it, two lines unlimited for, I think it was $35 a line, but the second line was free for a year. And then they gave you $20 off my cable bill. Go ahead, Dave.
Try this again. Any DVS mobile won't do any better.
KZ8Z. Was that you, Dakota?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Wow. It's like the blast from the past. Dave here. Greg and I were just talking about you. We were at Wetzel today, and we were saying how often you would go over there. And I heard you got a new radio. Maybe you're coming back.
Yeah, that was my home away from home. That was like 9 minutes from my old house. It was really fun to just run out there and throw a wire up and activate. But, yeah, no, I definitely want to get back into it here. I was just talking on the other side a little bit. And, you know, third child, new job, new house. The last 9 months have been absolute chaos, so... Finally back in a normal routine here where I'm like, okay, I know that at this time of the day I have downtime, so I've missed it. I was never that active in the summer regardless, but, you know, fall approaching, I'm ready to get myself another portable and get back on the air. I miss POTA, and now that I live like 20 minutes from Bald Mountain, I feel like it's a no-brainer. I got to get back on the air.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. I'm about, maybe 15 minutes from Bald Mountain. That's a great spot. I was joking, too, because I heard you got the new Kenwood HT. And I said, oh, so if I just wait like 2.5 weeks, I can find that from Dakota at, you know, a really good price, and I know it's going to be like new.
Well, I learned my lesson with the 52 when I sold it. That was stupid, and I shouldn't have done that. I didn't sell it. I traded it for an 891, which was an awesome radio. Got a lot of use out of it, and ended up passing along to Anthony. But I got rid of a lot of my HTs. I'm down to basically three. I've got a VX6R, an ICOM ICT10, and this Kenwood. So I think I'm set. I learned that I want one fancy schmancy radio that does dual VFO. And has some bells and whistles, but yeah, these things are ridiculous. I don't think I'd ever get my money back out of this one.
Well, if it's anything like its predecessor, it's going to last and last and last. What's different about this one than the, was it the 72? I forget the predecessor. The 74, I think. That thing is still considered a king of handhelds.
You know, I've read a lot and watched a lot, and there's not a whole lot of difference between the THD 74 and 75. Biggest ones are Bluetooth, USB-C, and I think that's really it. Those are like the main differences. So, put it to you this way. I ordered a charging cradle and a case for it today that are for the THD 74, and they work with the THD 75, so... That kind of gives you an idea that they're not all that different. It's kind of like the VX1, VX2, and VX3. Or, I'm sorry, the FT2 and FT3, or FT1 and FT2, whatever. Basically the same radio, just regurgitated. Or the FT3 and the FT5. So far, I've been extremely happy with it. It works very, very well. I've been on it since I left work a bit ago at Hall & Plank, and now I'm at 32 and 53. So... you got to skip repeaters every now and then and bounce around, but for an HT in the truck with a rubber duck, I've been blown away by it.
Oh, yeah, it sounds awesome. I didn't know you were on it. That sounds fantastic. It kind of reminds me of the ICOM new handheld. USB-C, I'm not sure what else is new on that. Some color, maybe? Dave's got that new toy, I think, in hand now. He upgraded.
Yeah, he literally just texted me a picture of it like an hour ago when it showed up, and I was torn. I was looking at that one, and I was looking at the THD 75, and I'm like, I've been eyeing this Kenwood since they announced it.
I really, my biggest gripe with that ICOM was the screen is huge, I feel like I'm going to break it, and it didn't have a keypad. So the Kenwood kind of fixed all that for me, and I don't think you can go wrong with either radio, truthfully. They're the same exact price if you get the 60th anniversary edition 52, or if you get the 75. I think at that point, it's a preference thing, and I'm one of those guys that, like, once I've had something once, I really don't want to buy it again. And like I said, I've never had a Kenwood, so I'm like, I got to try one. And so far, incredibly impressed with it, very happy with it. I found a company that makes a glass screen protector, like for a cell phone, so that was cool. I'm just gonna roll with this in the truck for a little bit and screw around on the node and whatnot, and try to get a little more active. And then who knows, maybe I'll buy another portable rig this winter. But I got a call coming in. Give me a couple minutes if you're still around. I'll be right back. NADF.
Cool, nice talking with you, Dakota. We'll talk soon. I'm running into my parents' house. 73, man. Easy, easy. NHDBF, KF8BXS. Cody, you there? KF8BXS, clear. NHDBF, KF8BXS calling. Dakota, you're around still? KF8BXS, we are clear. Thank you.